Maybe seat it, get your Bibles. I want to go to the transitional scripture my son gave you this morning, Ephesians chapter 1. Because it's so powerful. We're going to deal with prevailing in life through supernatural connection. Prevailing in life through supernatural connection. Now, supernatural means, if it's your first time, is a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That's one of the definitions of the supernatural. You are designed divinely. Whoa. You are designed divinely to live in the realm of the supernatural. Miracles, signs, wonders. You designed for that. Do you understand? As a Christian, you accepted Jesus Christ. His divine nature was put in you that you may function as Jesus functioned when he was on earth. The same Holy Spirit that was in Jesus is where? In me. Now, two words I want to give you as they're coming out of my spirit, yielding and flowing. Those two words are very important that you learn how to yield to the Holy Spirit and learn how to flow with the Holy Spirit. So prevailing in life through supernatural connection. You say, I have that connection. Our job from this pulpit is to teach you how to make proper connection, how to yield, and how to flow. Get those three things. Proper connection, how to yield, and how to flow with the Holy Spirit. God, I heard this. Now, I agree with this because it's going to do with this message. God wants his inheritance back.
Yes, sir.
We're constantly trying to get something from God. What God can get from us? I never heard it like that way before. God, you God inheritor. And you have to function in the Spirit to fulfill it. So therefore, it's a spiritual inheritance that can be manifested in the flesh. Your body, your soul, you can manifest it, but it comes out of the Spirit. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
So, in order for God to take over back what belonged to him, he's going to have to do it through his inheritance.
That's right.
That's you. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Now, there are some powerful things there in that prayer. But notice it is an apostolic prayer. So it cannot be taught without the apostle. The prayer was prayed in an apostolic anointing, not a pastor, not a teacher. Anointing, so therefore the fivefold ministry gifts have to come together so you can get the full picture of who you really are. Got it? Now, look at the subject, prevailing life through supernatural connection. Otherwise, you're not going to prevail if you don't know how to make proper connection in the supernatural. So you got the scripture in Ephesians 1, 15 through 22. Read that prayer. I want you to turn to Zechariah chapter 4. Zechariah chapter 4. I had Mark in my Bible. Anyway, we've got to get to it. Zechariah chapter 4. Because something I want you to see there.
The sixth verse. I'm going to wait for you, baby. I'm going to wait for you. You're going to see this verse. So go ahead and look at the index. You know you don't know it by heart. You don't know it. Go ahead and look in front of your Bible and find out Zechariah. Then in chapter 4, verse 6. Because I don't want you to miss this, because we're coming in. Oh, my goodness. Finally, we're coming into our inheritance. We can't get it through religion. We can't get it through ritual. Our inheritance is based on, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Our inheritance is based on the ability of you being able to receive revelation. Listen to that now. See, your connection with God is only validated when you are able to receive revelation from the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Insight that the natural man can't show you. Beyond academic, beyond psychology, beyond science, beyond government, beyond all the technology. Revelation is beyond all technology. The iPhone, the iPad, I mean whatever app you got. The revelation is beyond every app you got. So you're the greatest technology that exists. But Satan don't want you to know it, and the world don't want you to know it. They want you to go through religious rituals, come to church, pat your hand, clap your feet, and not be in the power that God wants you to be in. So there's a remnant. What I say? God is calling out. And I heard the old folks say, I'm going to be in that number. On earth, not... Yeah, now see, heaven is already here. You already in heaven, you just don't know it. I lost you that time. See, you're already there, but you just don't know it because Satan giving us these little substitutes. Man-made substitute coming to show you you can't live without this. Yeah, you can. When you find out the real thing. I heard Junior talk about, I'm going to say it because the Lord wants me to say it. I heard him talk about get to the place that you don't want nothing, don't need nothing.
That's right.
Ain't nothing I want.
That's right.
Ain't nothing I need. So I don't have to pray about none of that stuff. You designed to be like, what?
Yes. I receive it.
You designed to have no wants. Happy about it. I just prophesied over you that you designed to have no wants. Receive the impartation, baby. It's almost, you know, Dan, it almost don't sound right. Yeah, the man that told me from the pulpit that I'm designed to have no wants. I'm designed to have all my desires met. And he's here to teach me how to work that design. See, you are his inheritance. You are his inheritance. But because you are his inheritance, you can inherit everything he had. All we got to do is line up. And we here this morning to do that.
Yes.
To line up the two inheritance. You give me my inheritance, God said. I'll give you your inheritance. But I can't trust you with my inheritance until you give me my inheritance. How many see it? Might take a little while, but you got to go through your spirit. All right, now sit down. Suppose you wake up next week and have no wants. Some of y'all ain't even moved. You don't even think it's possible. You don't even think it's possible. And God have placed before you an uneducated, I don't know no English, I don't know nothing, and just follow God, and God just give me everything I want. And I can't say it to him. If I say something, you'll bring it. I'm putting that on you this morning. Things will start changing your life. From this morning, things will start changing. Keep your spiritual eyes open, because there are some things coming. So now, let's see if we get this scripture. So you in Zechariah, you find it yet? It's in the Bible, Zechariah. Zechariah. The fourth chapter and the sixth verse. I got to read four or five scriptures to get you in tune before I give you the first point. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power.
Yes.
See it?
Yes.
But by my spirit, says the Lord. Now you got to invite that in. That this life is not by might nor by power, but it's by his spirit. So it's not by working 14 jobs and going to college all your life. It's by yielding to him, all right? Now, another scripture go with that. Go to Isaiah chapter 10. Isaiah chapter 10 now. And then we'll go to work. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. The Bible going to preach itself this morning. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. Right? You got that? Not by might. In other words, self-effort. Now, I'm going to bring those two words back up now. Yielding and flowing. Beyond your sense realm. Beyond your sense realm. You qualify to live beyond your sense realm, beyond Satan, beyond any situation. No situation has the ability to shut you down if you're flowing in your real poison. So there go all the situations right now, all the situations under my voice that seem like hindering your life, holding you back. This morning, the Holy Spirit dealing with every situation and telling you that no situation that you're dealing with can hold you down, because you're greater than any other situation. So all worry, all fear, all anxiousness, leave out of here this morning. With these two verses we're reading out, we're going to read three verses. There's nothing can hold you down. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. You operate from that. Now we read here in Isaiah, Lord have mercy, 10:27. And it shall come to pass in that day, that his burden shall be taken away from off. Goodbye, burdens.
Goodbye.
Y'all talk to me up in here.
Goodbye.
I'm going to use another word. The Holy Ghost brought another word up to me. Pressure. I'm turning it over to the Holy Ghost. Everything I'm dealing, oh my goodness, everything I'm dealing with, I'm turning it over to the Holy Ghost. Hear me? Come on, hear me. Everything I'm dealing with, I'm turning it over to the Holy Ghost. But just go ahead and keep it then. You ain't going to turn it over. Keep it. Where's my time? I said, everything I'm dealing with, I'm turning it over to the Holy Ghost. That's the way you turn it over. So when Satan brings that back, say, no, I ain't got that anymore. Let's go see the Holy Ghost. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken, away from thy, off thy shoulder. Thank God. Thank God. All right, y'all, dump it. Off thy shoulder. And a yoke, come on, dump it. And his yoke off the neck, come on. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of what? The anointing. Hallelujah. Now I say free at last.
Free at last.
Good God Almighty, free at last. See, it's the spirit realm. Let's go to another voice. I'm going to show you something. Go to another voice. Go to, my goodness. Go to Isaiah chapter, let's see, it was in 10. I'm going to go to another voice. Isaiah, I think it's 11. I'm going to show you a voice before I give you these points. You may be seated. My God. Isaiah chapter 11 now. And verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. That's Jesus, you know. And a branch shall grow out of his roots. Now here, look at verse 2. See, when you talk about supernatural, you're talking about the spirit realm. What I said? You looking at scripture on that phone or you looking at something else? You looking at scripture? All right, make sure. I'll catch that phone behind the end, look at scripture. I'm coming out and get that phone. All right. In the second verse of the 11th chapter, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. All right, get ready. Here we go. The Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of understanding. Help me, Holy Ghost. The spirit of counsel. The spirit of might. The spirit of knowledge. The spirit of the fear of the Lord. Those are supernatural ingredients that are entering into you right now. So then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I'm preaching it in you right now. Matter of fact, it's in you. I'm stirring it up on the inside of you so you can stop being helpless and depending on everybody else. You got the power within yourself. All of those anointings are on the inside of you. Start using them, baby. You're anointed with might. You're anointed with understanding. You're anointed with wisdom. Listen. I got to read some more scriptures. This is because this is a transition, and I feel the glory of God right now. You stick with the scripture, the glory will come. But I want to show you, I wanted to get brighter and brighter before I even give you a point where I want to get brighter and brighter in the scripture. Look in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. There's three ingredients I want you to see. I want you to see grace, love, and communion. Grace make you supernatural. Love make you supernatural. Communion with the Holy Ghost make you supernatural. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, underline grace, and the love of God, underline love, and the communion of the Holy Ghost, be with you all. Amen. You see that? So what are the three things? Grace, love, and communion with the Holy Ghost. Now look at Romans 14:17. You're going to be graced with something else now. Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. You had these three now. Righteousness. What you doing on people? Would you set up your word? What you worried about this morning? Righteousness and peace. You see it?
Yes,
and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's six things, right?
Yes,
you got those three, you got the other three, right? I don't know if I'll take you to the other one yet. Are you ready for the other one? Here's your first point I want you to write down. The partnership of the Holy Spirit. Develop partnership with the Holy Spirit. He's your partner. He is your supernatural partner. If you fellowship with him, he's going to keep you flowing in the supernatural, in miracles, signs, and wonders. In the midst of trouble, in the midst of a mess, you will walk clean through it and won't touch it. Because you have a supernatural partner called the Holy Spirit. Say, the Holy Spirit, is my supernatural partner. It's nothing he can't do for you. It's no way he can't bring you. It's no situation he can't handle. I want you to see this in living writing from the gospel in John chapter 16. Turn there. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is my supernatural partner.
The Holy Spirit is my supernatural partner.
And I want to say, I'll tell you, he never lost a battle. So that means that I can't lose. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You got your Bible? You turning with me?
Yes, sir.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost is my supernatural partner.
The Holy Ghost is my supernatural partner.
So we're dealing with the partnership of the Holy Spirit here. And I want to show you something in being in partnership with the Holy Spirit. In John Gospel chapter 16, verse 13. Now I'm going to say something, don't get upset with me. But I want you to put all your little Mickey Mouse deals in this verse right here. All the little things that Satan's trying to pull on you. All the shortcomings he's trying to keep in your life. All the sickness and disease he's trying to put on your body. All the financial status he's trying to keep you in, not letting you know that God wants you to have prosperity. God wants you to be in abundance. And God wants your cup running over. God wants you to have joy. God wants you to have peace. Your partner is about to bring you into your real realm. Woo! Woo! I didn't hear that. You heard that? Your partner is about to bring you into the real realm of living that God wants you to have. I don't care how bad it is what you're dealing with. Online, I don't care what, how long you've been dealing with it. I want you to hear what thus said the Lord. A partnership. A revelation. I know you know about him, but I'm preaching to you now. A revelation of that partnership. He's always with me. He never lost a battle. It's not by might, nor by power, but it's by my partnership. My partner knows what to do. My partners have power to do it. So this morning I'm over every situation. Oh my. See, y'all ain't ready for this kind of preaching. Y'all won't pray 15 hours and wait on it. No, this morning I'm over every situation
because I'm connected with my partner and I'm not living a normal standard life. I'm living a supernatural life. So if I need a miracle, I need a sign, I need a wonder, whatever I need for it to happen, it's happening in my life right now. All in my family. You have to understand this. And here the Spirit of God says, remember, children, you have supernatural rights. That no power is strong enough to keep it from you when you're connected properly. Somebody say, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Now, I want you to deal with it. I want you to see, because revelation is no good without application. I want you to talk to the Holy Spirit and say, the apostle says you're my partner. The Bible says you're my partner. God says you're my partner. I want you to help me deal with this. I dare you. I dare you. I want you to help me. Show me. Give me some discernment. Give me some insight. Give me some inspiration. Give me some revelation. Anoint me that I can deal with this thing. That's what life is all about. That's why we're here. Give God back his inheritance. God inherits you to be victorious. Now I hear these words. Sit down. I hear these words. And then we're going to read this scripture. These words sort of an indictment or something. And you're going to know exactly what I'm saying when I say it. Now, you may play ignorant, but you're going to know what I'm saying. Because it's one of your biggest problems I'm about to reveal right now. The Holy Spirit just flashed it across my heart. Hallelujah. Stop working against yourself. Let me take you for a minute. Let me take you to your health for a minute. Yeah. To your health. Yeah. Scott Quiet with God. To health. Yes, read. Find out something for yourself. Yeah. Do some research. Yeah. Stop working against yourself. Yeah. Tithes and offering. Seed sowing. Stop stealing and praying to God for the house. God said, I can't get that kind of house for you. You're a rogue. You didn't bring my tithe to the storehouse. You think you're making too much to tithe. Or you don't like the suit the pastor got on. You ain't tithing for me. You tithe for yourself. But if you're not a tither, you can pray all you want. You're going to stay broke. Now, y'all don't want me to preach. Now, we ain't had to hear that part there. Let's go on and preach to me that I can be home. No, I got to tell you the whole truth. People come to your son, you don't never come. You just look at them. You don't never come. They're sowing in prophetic money. Money coming is prophetical. That you're out of debt, all your needs met, and you got more than enough. That's what money coming is about. Money coming is prophesying. It's prophetical. It's no game. Ain't nobody asking you for no money. I'm going to ask a question here now. I know. How many of y'all ever passed by my house?
Yes, sir.
Put your hand up. Don't lie. I know some of y'all come at night, but you don't pass. That's you. That's all God wants you to see. But that's you. Otherwise, what I'm saying, I'm not saying that you paid for it. I'm saying that's you. You can have it. You understand? Sit down. Let me try to close. Put back up on the board what we talked about, son. Put it back, because I want them to know what we're talking about. I want read that. All right, now, watch this scripture here in John 16:13. And now he is here. The Holy Spirit said, Holy Spirit is here. All right. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he's here, right? Look what he said he would do now. He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever, look, he's guiding and he's yearning for me. The Holy Spirit is yearning my supernatural move. My next move going to be supernatural, because the Holy Spirit is yearning my supernatural move and telling me how to move it. Above Satan, above all satanic power, I'm going to get in a flow that can't be stopped, because I'm led by the Spirit. He will guide you in all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall what? That should he also speak, and he will what? The Lord says, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. Then he said, all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, he shall take of mine and show it unto you. Show me, Holy Spirit. What my next move is. You know why it's not touching you? You're listening in the flesh. I'm preaching in the Spirit. And so you on one level and the Word on another level. Now let me talk to you a little bit. You qualified to hear me. But you won't hear it the old way. See? You want a sound. You don't want a sentence. Some powerful things are being spoken to you right now. We're talking about activating your supernatural connection. That's what we're talking about. And the Holy Spirit is the only one that can activate the supernatural in your life. The Word of God cannot prevail without the supernatural. For in John 6:63, you find out that the Word of God is supernatural. All the plans of God comes through the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:14, as many as led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. Then you go to the 26th verse. Go to Romans 8:26. Because in these verses, I want you to see where Satan tried to stop us at. Satan stopped us in our infirmities. If you never get out the flesh and get in the Spirit, take time to meditate and get in the Spirit, even though you're saying a lot of words and reading a lot of scriptures, but you're still in your infirmity. Romans 8:26. You want a move that you can operate
in the mind of the Spirit. Operate in the will of God. Operate in the call of God on your life. Operate in the love of God. Operate in the purpose of God. That's Romans 8, 26 through 28. Look what happened in the 28th verse. Who want this? Look what happened in the 28th verse. I'm trying to tell you how to get there. You got to start out in the 26th verse. You got to know you're full of infirmity, that you can't do it by yourself. You need to repent, ask God to forgive you. You need to ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. You need to keep meditating the Word of God on and on and on and on. And you come out of your infirmity into the mind of the Spirit. Look, it's right there in the scripture. Look at it. Then you get to Romans 8, 28 now. How many of y'all want to go to Romans 8, 28? All things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to His purpose. But that all things can't work together, you see, unless you know how to give God His inheritance back. How much do you love God? Just on Sunday morning? Oh, Lord. Just on Sunday morning? No, you got to love Him every day. Look at it. You start off with your infirmity. If you don't get in the Spirit, you can go to church all you want. You still messing around in your infirmity. You got to turn your infirmities in. All of us got infirmity. Paul said he glories, 2 Corinthians 12, he glories in his infirmity. That's when God can lift you up. When you recognize I can't do it by myself. I need help, God. Put your hand on me. Talk to me. Hug me. Lead me. Guide me. Come on, God. Don't leave me here by myself. I need some help. You understand that? See, because Satan wants us just to think about our mistakes. I know I got infirmity. I know I'm not perfect. But praise God, my partner perfect. My Savior perfect. My Holy Ghost perfect. My God is perfect. You understand that? Yeah, because some of y'all are worried about your infirmity. You know, you look at somebody else and they can do something better than you. I ain't thinking about them. Do all you want to do. If you don't do what I'm doing, I'm going to pass you up. I've seen some high society ministers. They're high, all unique. I passed them all up in my infirmities. Hallelujah. I didn't get there by myself. Whether you know it or not, you just move. You better not sit under this word and stay in the same position. I'll come down there where you are. You better not sit here and stay in your same weaknesses. No! God called you here for a reason. Your life is about to change, baby. You ain't going through the same old routine. Just listen to this revelation. Get a hold of it. Get a hold of it. You ain't dying ahead of time. Y'all have made old a disease. Oh, being old ain't no disease. You ain't got to change your, you know, point and ask you how old you are. You ain't got to change the number. Change the number ain't going to do no good. You are that age what you are. But that age don't mean you going down. Tell the truth. Tell the truth and it'll set you free. I use them, I'm 27. I ain't no 27, I'm 77. Old age, I'm going to get back to my summer. Old age don't mean you got to decay. That helped some of y'all who was worried. The system, is talking about age, you know. That don't mean nothing. Watch what you eat. Watch how you sleep. Don't sit down all day. Walk. Slide or do something. Move. Don't be eating at 12:30 at night. Sit down. I'm going to close in a few minutes. So you got a scripture. I'm going to go on. You got a scripture, Romans 8:20-28, right? Yes. The Holy Spirit is the pathway finder in the supernatural. Write that down. The Holy Spirit is the pathway finder in the supernatural. $600 check. Pathway finder in the supernatural. He's the power in the divine conversion of situation. Your situation of being divinely converted today. He knew how to get you out. From this day forward, you are to supernaturally prevail at all times. I'm going to just give you the scripture. Acts 2:1-4. Supernaturally prevailing at all the time. So you ain't going by your feeling. You're not going by what you see. You're going by what you know. And we know all things work together. We're good for them that love God. You're being set up for personal promotion in the realm of the Spirit. A personal promotion. 1 Corinthians 2:4. 1 Corinthians 2:4. Hallelujah. So God want your inheritance? God said to tell you this morning, He wants his. He wants you back out of all them little Mickey Mouse problems you got into without consulting him properly. You read the scriptures, but you're not letting them flow in you. You got to recognize that you're supernatural. See, you got to put it in a position that this culture, all these things these people are doing, cannot attract you. How you gonna let somebody below you attract you? How you gonna let somebody who don't have something as good as you take you over? God wants you to attract them. God wants you to be walking in signs, wonders, miracles, and they say, "Ooh, my God, I want to be saved." Don't let them attract you. You attract them. So let me try to read this right quick. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 4. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Well, see, that's the difference there. But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. I want y'all to demonstrate this week. You heard me? I heard a word very, very vivid in the Spirit just now. And He's going to cause you to demonstrate. You listening? One word. Pause. Pause. Your demonstration comes by you pausing. That your body and your soul can't give you an answer. Be still and know I'm God. You're moving too fast with scriptures. That's not the scripture he wants you to use. And it seemed like the scripture not effective, but you're trying to use scripture without consulting. Y'all better let me preach up here. So the power was still in the scripture, but you wasn't supposed to use that scripture. So you use that scripture ritually, but you haven't heard from God. Before you use a scripture got to talk to you first. So Satan been tricking us with the Bible. Because we're reading scriptures, we think we got power. But the power don't come until the scripture have you. Y'all know I'm telling y'all. Y'all know I'm preaching now. Y'all know it's got some changes got to be made. Y'all know that. We got to make some changes. Actually, you can't use the scripture unless the scripture can use you. Because I hear God saying, are we clear here? You read my word. Are we clear? Did you take my word was preached to you and used it? Are you going to use me and not let me use you? Search the scripture, for in them you think you have life, but they testify of me. So you got to have me before you can use the scripture. Satan will trick us with paper. He didn't trick us with paper. Paper with no power. We reading the Bible, trying to read the Bible and get out of our situation. No, you got to let the Bible read you. Because you got to repent of what you said about that woman yesterday. Satan got it up with a red flag. She said it. She said it. God said, God hand tied. He can't do nothing. She said it. She never repented of it. She put that woman down. So Satan just stand up with the flag. Flag before God fed. She did it at 3:34. You done read 14 chapters, nothing happened yet. Satan just flagging all the scriptures down. Y'all know what I'm saying. I'm a close now, but y'all know what I'm saying. Now, I know there's somebody and you're never saying nothing about nobody. Then I'm going to pray for liars. I say, I need to repent right now. I want you to get this down. Prepared path, P-A-T-H. Prepared plan, prepared place, prepared prosperity, prepared portion. All are lining up for you right now. In your supernatural move, there's a revelation of the unsearchable riches of Christ and the manifold wisdom of God, as in you find in Ephesians chapter 3. So I'm going to close a little earlier today.
Now you come into your inheritance. Remember, you are a pathfinder. You're a pace setter. And when you're operating in the spirit, you're a pioneer. Going places in the spirit supernaturally. Every one of you, look at me, every one of you supposed to be going to places in the spirit supernaturally that somebody got to ask you how you got there. Yes. Then you can testify about Jesus Christ and about how good God has been to you. Yes. Then you can witness and say, have you ever been born again? Yes. Almost had that Muslim. When I got down to Jesus Christ, I had him, my wife and I were sitting at the table. He went through the prayer. When I got to, I said, Jesus? He said, wait a minute. My wife encouraged me. She said, you started. Somebody else going to get it. But I almost had him cross the line. He, when I said, Jesus, he froze. Your life should be so clear that somebody want to get close to you and find out what you're doing. Let's close. Whew. Something else I'm gonna say to you before I close. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet.